Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, joined by my friends Tress Collins and inappropriate Uncle Bubba to talk with you about your home loan today. We want to share with you all the wonderful things that are going on in the world of mortgages. If you're a person or a family that's thinking about getting a home loan this year, if you're thinking of buying or refinancing or getting a home equity loan, you need to pay attention. Things are currently in flux as mortgage rates are moving. Stock market's starting to move a little bit. There's so many things going on in the world, but we're going to try to focus on the mortgage world and on our friends. Whether they are our true friends or friends only because of the benefits that TexasLending.com provides them, we're not sure. One of them is Tress Collins. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
What's going on with you?
Oh, not a lot. Well, actually, that's not true. We have a lot going on. We've just been really busy. Busy with stuff. There's always stuff. We're never bored. Never a dull moment around our house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Always something going on.
Well, we have some friends coming over to help replace a door and a door frame for us this morning after I leave here.
Oh, so exciting.
Well, that's kind of exciting. It's like... Well,
can they come over to my house and do our door frame?
Well, he might.
Yeah.
Yeah, he volunteered to do it for us because we have some rotting wood around.
You might
door
get framed, Kevin.
Oh, no. So. Well, that's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And
no, I'm not.
You don't want to know why he's inappropriate Uncle Bubba, but you guys know an uncle who's inappropriate. Yeah. Uncle Bubba, he meets the description. So what's going on in your world, sir?
Oh, not much. Just been busy all week.
Yeah.
Writing loans, even though...
rates are moving.
I tell them that, too.
Yeah, rates are moving. So many of you, we've talked about this on this show, and I'm telling you, when the Federal Reserve announces that they're going to raise rates, the rates have already risen. The mortgage rates have already risen. They've already gone to the place they're going to go to. Now, if the Federal Reserve continues to talk about raising the rates 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more times, then there might be some more damage down the road. But what I'm saying is they've already done a lot of the initial damage that you're going to see between now and the next 2 or 3 months. But it's been a hectic week because things are just like if you pay any attention to the stock market, there's wild whipsaws going on, right? Going back and forth, right? And it's just changing so fast that it's crazy what's going on. So if you're trying to get that mortgage, make sure you get it locked in because we say, hey, rates have gone up. They're going to go up more. You need to get locked in. If you hesitate for a second, your rate can be 0.25% higher in half an hour. That's how fast rates are moving right now. So if you want to get locked in, if you're thinking about buying a home, let's get on the text. Text Tress. If you text Tress, she'll ask your question here on the air, and we'll answer your question. You can get all that done before you have to talk to a loan officer. Keep the stress low for you right now and just get some questions answered. And we can get to the bottom of that if you send us some pertinent information. Now, Trust, if someone wants to refinance, what kind of information should they let us know on their text so that we can answer it for them?
They should let us know the approximate value of their home, how much they have left on their balance to pay, their current interest rate, and their credit score.
That's interesting. You said how much they have left on their balance to pay. I have never in my few decades here of the mortgage business, I have never presented it in that fashion to people. And I bet if I did, my life would have been a lot easier.
Oh.
You said the balance, what did you say?
Much they have left on their balance to pay.
How much they have left in their balance to pay. Because I'm from Michigan, and when I moved down here to Texas, I asked questions in Michigan format.
Is there a format for Michigan?
There's just a way that people speak up there. And and it's usually yelling at the TV because the Detroit Lions are horrible. That's how they speak. So so everything revolves around how though. But the thing is, we say certain things. And so when I got here to Texas and I started doing home loans, I'd ask questions, and the answer was always, "Do what?" That was the answer to everything I said. Like I was speaking a different language, and I couldn't
Michiganese.
So I would say, "What you owe in your house?" And they go, "Do what?"
Oh.
And that's up there. If you ask what you owe in your house, they go $150,000. But you said something about, I can't remember how you phrased it because I've never phrased it in that way.
How much you owe on the balance of your.
You said, yeah.
What
do you have remaining on the balance that you have left to pay? That's what you had.
Something like that, yeah.
What do you have remaining on your balance? So if you let us know that, and you let us know what your home is worth, what your current rate is, right? And what your current credit score is, we can tell you if it's good for you to. Well, not if it's good. You have to decide if it's good. We can tell you about how much money you can get, about how much money you can save. And then if they want to buy a home, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, what kind of things should they tell us about themselves that is appropriate?
Credit scores.
Oh, they should tell us your credit score.
How much money you have to put down.
How much money you had to put down on a house. Okay.
Pretty much it.
And then there was another one. How much money do you make? We want to know how much money you make.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying to buy a home, let us know how much money so we can tell you how much home you might be able to afford. So I get on Zillow. Which I do not. This is not an endorsement. I just get on there to see. I'm trying to tear down our house and build another one,
mm-hmm.
But I need to move somewhere before that happens.
Preferably,
you've got a huge office here. I don't understand.
Living in the office?
And yeah, why not?
I know that you are a single individual.
Go to the YMCA.
That could otherwise live in a cave with a fire and eat bunny rabbits. But the Miller family.
There's a gym downstairs that has a shower.
And our high class dogs.
Yeah.
Our high class doodle dogs. They need a yard.
Oh yeah. Every morning the pooper scooper would have to come here.
Yeah. Right? Everyone would enjoy having our dogs here at the office. They are something else.
Oh, I bet they're fun.
Anyway, they. So anyway,
get back to your point about the house.
I need a place to live and. I look for new homes that have come on the market every day. Like, what came on the market today? Because if you're late, for example, if I see a home that's been on the market for over like 6 days, I go like, what's wrong with that house?
I know, right?
There's got to be something wrong. That's been on the market 6 days. There's got to be something severely wrong with that house for it to be in the market 6 days. If you're a realtor, you just realize how insane that is, but you're living in it. So, you know, these homes are getting dozens of offers. And so I go on every day to look for houses. And usually in about a radius around Farmers Branch.
Dallas.
If you look at about a 20-mile radius around Farmers Branch, there might be about 20 homes that come on the market every day. Maybe 20.
There's a house for sale on our street,
and
but
so,
we don't live in Farmers
so
Branch.
I'm just saying that within 20 miles around Farmers Branch, there might be 20 houses. So yesterday I looked, and it was the first day. Yesterday I saw about 200 homes go on the market. Now, I don't know if it's
yesterday.
Yeah. Going on Zillow. Like, I just looked at who what came in the market in the last, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And so I went, I wonder if this is just everyone's fear of the rates moving up, that they want to get something. They want to put it on the market today, get a contract tomorrow, close on it in a week, and then move into a house in a week, 2 weeks. Because that's kind of what's going on, is things are moving very fast. That's why you want to work with our home purchase team. Our home purchase team is doing great stuff right now. And they're on their pace to do a record year and have a record month for locking home purchase loans. In February, we're going to set an all-time record for our company writing home purchase loans.
That's incredible there.
It is. It's not even, you know, July, June, August. It is February. And our home purchase team, we have over two dozen loan officers that solely do home purchase here in our office. They work on your pre-approval. They work on your contract. They work on getting you closed on time. They are home purchase loan officers. They work on home purchases with a home purchase team. And we have a team of underwriters set aside that just work on underwriting your pre-approval. So you get pre-approved for free up front. Free application, free pre-approval. Prior to you getting a contract on a home, we make sure we've underwritten your credit, your income, verified this stuff so that you can get approved up front for free, so when you go shopping for a home, you have that house hunting license, which is the pre-approval letter from TexasHunting.com. So make sure you get in touch with our home purchase team at TexasHunting.com or text us right now about you buying or refinancing or getting a home equity loan and paying off that debt, 972-387-4600. When rates go up, your credit card rates go up. Your gas has already gone up. Your food prices are gone up. Everything's gone up, right? And including your anxiety is going up.
Well, depending on
if you're paying attention to what's going on. Yeah, or if you're laid back like Tress, you don't have any anxiety, right?
Not too much, no.
No anxiety over there?
Nope.
On that side of the table?
Nope.
I see dog hair. Is that from your dog? Or?
Yes. From my dog, Jeff. And my two cats.
That's Jeff.
No. Oh, your husband Jeff, is he shedding?
I don't think he has enough hair left to shed. No, it's my dog, plus his heart. He's such a good pup, but yeah, I need to wash my jacket. That's a good sign right there.
See, I stopped drinking the spirits over a year ago. Mm-hmm. So on Friday nights, I stay home. And so I have to live through you guys. And I'd like to know a little bit more about Uncle Bubba's Friday night so I can.
Music? I do. I went to hear my buddy Gino, the Italian.
Gino Carlino.
Yeah. The Frank Sinatra singing guy.
Yeah.
Over at Apollonia's in Richardson. He's there every Friday night. A little shameless plug there.
So if you ever have that opportunity on Friday night, go over to Apollonia's and listen to some words that you can understand, songs you can sound, understand the words of.
He played your favorite Mac the Knife.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Osuki Tawdry.
Yeah.
I never get
that. And Miss Lottie Lynn, yeah.
And Lucy Brown.
Yeah, all of them. They're all in that song. You can go listen to Gino Carlino.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we are here that we are aging ourselves. And even Tress might not even know what we're talking about right now. She's not. They can't hear you nodding.
It's okay.
In the negative. Text us now about your home loan, 972-387-4600. We want to help you. Where are rates though? You know, you can still see 15 years in the high twos. Okay, you can still see 15 years in the high twos. You can still see 30 years in the low threes. Okay, so but. Depends on your loan size, your equity position, your credit score, your loan type. If you're getting a cash out refinance with a 685 credit score, you're in the fours.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Mid fours.
But you know what? Oh, your credit cards are going to the 20s. Okay. So if you can take your interest rates from the 20s or 15s, if you can take $30,000 of credit card debt and consolidate those into a lower rate, that is 75 to 80% lower than the current rate you're paying, your payments can be less. The other thing we didn't talk about, Bubba,
mm-hmm.
is taxes on properties.
No, this is Texas.
Property taxes are going up.
Yep.
And so property taxes, we got a nice listener a few weeks back that informed us that they can only go up 10% over their existing payment, your property taxes. That's good because some of these homes have gone up 25% in the last year or two. And so your taxes would go up 25% on the new appraised value. You know, they would go up that much more on the appraised value. And some of you are going to be getting hit over the next couple of years with an additional $5,000 a year of property taxes. I mean, your homes have gone up by $200,000, some of you. They've gone from $200,000 to $400,000 in value. So you have this home that's worth more. If you went, were able to sell it, you'd be able to put some money in your bank. The problem is that some of you are going to have your property taxes go up in addition to the gasoline and everything else going up. The one area where you might be able to consolidate these debts to lower rates with us at TexasLending.com on a home equity loan. So text us now, 972-387-4600. Make sure you get in touch with us now. We want to answer your questions for you, and we want to take a break. We have questions coming in by text. We will get to them after the break. Get yours in now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com today. Start there, and one of our loan officers will be in touch with you shortly. We're going to come back and start answering your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, I could use some help from all you.
That's a dream world.
The Tolos. Yeah. I wish that you could help me out. I have a 14-year-old who's going to be driving a car and terrorizing all of you potentially in the next year and 3 months. A year and 3 months from now, he will be out there and you will all be screaming in fear as he drives by you.
But he'll run out of gas a lot.
So my son is just like a lot of the kids these days whose head is buried in video games, and so he has no knowledge of the outside physical world. And so he hasn't paid any attention to the world around him, and he actually just recently realized that someday he's going to pay for gasoline if he's driving a car. And he just made the comment, he thought that the price of the gas at the gas station that you saw on the posted sign, he thought that was the price for a tank of gas. And now he realizes that's for 1 gallon of gas.
Yeah.
And so this is a kid that's going to be supposed to be driving. Now, I'm going to do my best to keep him off the road till he's 20, folks. That's an all of appreciation for the rest of you. And anyway, that's what we're dealing with. So anyone who's got text information or some ideas for raising 14-and-a-half-year-old kids in this present world, anyway, would love to have some input from you.
It's just the discovery of the world as they grow up. I remember my oldest son when he was a senior in high school and he found a higher paying job. So he was like, Mom, I want to take the family out for dinner. And I'm like, great. He's like, let's go to Torchy's, which is a taco place. Love them. We're like, okay, great. But you know, there was like 5 of us. So we go and I order last because I want to be there with him while he's paying for it. And she rings it up and she's like, oh, that'll be $55.16. And his jaw drops. And I said, do you have that, honey? And he's like, yeah, but that's like half of my paycheck, Mom. And I'm like, yeah, thanks for dinner, hon. You know, I kind of slapped him on the back and walked off. And then he came to the table and said, now I know why we don't eat out very often.
Yeah. Well, that has a whole different meaning in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Eating out. I mean, there's no ramifications for raising the minimum wage. There's no ramifications for shutting. Okay, we're not going to get on that. Shutting down industries. Okay, we're going to be helping you with your home loan. And we're going to help you save money when you try to get a refinance, home equity, or home purchase. Trust, you can answer the questions. You can ask the questions. Or you can
answer
them, too.
You can answer them.
I don't think you want me to answer
these
questions.
You read the questions, and then you get the first answer.
No, I think that's a bad idea. I'll read it. You guys just jump in.
All right.
I bought a house in Buckeye, Arizona 18 months ago, and after the sale a month later, I read that Bill Gates bought millions of dollars of acreage in the Buckeye area. Does this have any influence that my house has doubled in price already, or is it just the economy for housing shortage?
Well, I think a lot of homes have doubled in price. I don't really know the impact of Buckeye, Arizona, but it is a metropolis that everyone is thinking about moving to.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it right now.
I don't even know where it is.
No, I don't know. I don't know where Buckeye is, Arizona, but there's something there that's important because people are moving there, apparently.
Apparently.
Anyway, this person has, I don't know why, is double in value for him, but the home values have gone up a lot in a lot of places. And I would say that in Texas, in 2016, folks, our average home purchase loan we wrote was $175,000. Mm-hmm. Our average lock for a home purchase this last week was $330,000. Mm. Now, that's up $60,000 just in the last 12, just
60,
the last 6 months.
It's more than that.
What?
It's more than 60.
330 and 170. Where's your
no,
math?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. No, listen. Recently, I was announcing on the show that they had gone up to 270. It was gone up to 270 by the middle of last year. So it had gone from 170. It was up around 270. Now it's around 330. Hmm. So it's gone up $60,000 since last summer.
Okay.
Since last summer. This is in 6 years we've seen homes go from 170 to 330. So you've basically doubled the price of homes here in DFW. The good news is that rates are still low. There's going to be an inflection point here when this inflation and these rates are going to run into that wall of incomes haven't jumped that high yet. So we're going to need to know where there's going to be some dry land that has to be found in this world. The thing is if you go to California, the average home purchase price is $600,000 or $700,000. If you go up to Washington State, you're at $750,000, the average home purchase price, $750,000. So we go, wow, $330,000, that's crazy for Texas, but it seems to be affordable compared to other parts of the country. With rates being low, it's not that bad, but if rates go from where they were at 2.5 and they go up to 4.5 or 5, you've basically doubled the interest payments on these homes. So we'll see how much that can be absorbed. We shall see. Trust.
There you go. Next question. For a new built home at $775,000, how much would I need to put down in order to get the lowest rate for a 15 or 30 year term? Credit score is over 800. Annual take home pay is $65,000.
So they're asking a question. How much do they need to put down to get the lowest rate? 40% down gets you the lowest rate. Okay. So anyone who puts to over 40% down will get the lowest rates regardless of credit score, okay?
Well, you get a little bit better rate at 25% down, actually.
Well, so every 5% down that you put over, yeah. So as you start putting, there's different things that are going to come into play, but I do want to say this. They want a $775,000 house. The conventional conforming loan limit is $647,200. That's the conventional conforming loan limit. Why do they even add the 200? I don't know. But you have the $647,200 is the conventional conforming loan limit, and they want to buy a home of $775,000. So if they put down...
And their income's how much?
$65,000.
No. Oh, that's their annual take-home pay. So they probably make $85,000 or $80,000. So first of all, we have to see if they can afford this. You know, we don't know what kind of down payment they're going to. Yep. They're building a home for $775,000. They have an income of $60,000. Oh, no, they have a take-home pay. When we do mortgages.
We look at gross.
This is so weird, folks.
It is weird.
It's the math of it. We're just trying to say regulations drive me crazy. That's what I was going to say. So it's just hard to get all that out. So. Regulations drive me crazy. So one of the things they do is when we look at you qualifying, they look at your annual gross income, your W-2 income. So if you make $80,000 a year and you bring home $65,000, or you make $85,000 and you bring home $65,000, something like this. If you're in that tax bracket, we use the $85,000 to qualify you, because I guess taxes are discretionary, maybe.
What? But what drives me crazy is self-employment people get hammered on. They don't go by their gross net.
No, they don't go by just a gross income for self-employed. So anyway, my point is that when we're trying to get you qualified, let's say they move the tax brackets, and they change them, and then you get taxed an extra 5-10%. Well, they don't ever take any of that into account except for your property taxes on your house. They don't take any of your personal income taxes in qualifying you for a mortgage. So I'm going to go back to this. This person says they make 65 take-home pay. So I'm going to say that they make $85,000 a year, which will probably be pre-tax. And that means they make about $7,000 a month, right? So they make seven
house
grand.
House payment would be $4,000 at least with taxes.
Yeah. On a house payment of 647, especially with the recent rate and interest rate, move in interest rates. So on a $647,000 loan, I'm just going to tell you that mortgage rates have increased by 1% since January 1st, okay? For all of you sitting around out there, the mortgage rates have increased by 1% since January 1st. In the first 40 days of this year, mortgage rates have gone up 40%. If your rates were at 2.5% and they've gone up 1%, now they're at 3.5%, right? For the same loan, you could have got at 2.5%. So my point is that 1% on a $647,000 loan has ramifications, and it is over $500 a month difference in payment on the house. So that is $6,000 a year, which is nearly 10% of their take-home pay per year. That's how much rates have gone up. So what they're going to need to do is they're going to have, if they haven't locked in their interest, they said they're building a home. If they haven't locked in an interest rate yet, their home purchase is probably going to be somewhere in from 3.25% to 3.5% on a 30-year mortgage, depending on how much money they put down. And that's with, if they have a point origination and they have a great credit score and they put the 20% down on the house and all these different things. So they said, how much do they need to put down to have the lowest payment on a 15 to 20 year? And so on a 15 to 20 year, did you say their, did you do that math when you said their payment? So you said their payment's going to be $4,000.
Well, I'm just thinking about a house that I'm looking, that I'm doing right now. And on that's $640, the loan's $647, the value's $800.
Yeah.
And they're putting that much down to get it to the conforming. Yeah. But their payment, the $800,000 house, the taxes are like $1,300 a month.
Well, the other thing is on $800,000 house at 2.5% rate, yeah, they're going to have the tax payment as well. So this person here on a 15-year mortgage, it's also going to be about a 40%. It's going to be about a 30% higher payment than what you'd have on a 30-year mortgage. So anyway, there's a lot going on for that income of $65,000. We'll have to see if they actually qualify for that.
It goes back to what you've always said, is how much income, I mean, how much house income to your payments that you, I mean, that you get paid. 33%
of your adjusted gross income is what kind of home you can typically
really
get
afford.
Qualified for and afford, really get
yes.
Potentially afford. We don't know all your other debts. But if they're making $84,000 a year, and that's gross prior to take home, and they could be making $100,000 a year, we'll have to wait and see. If they make $90,000 or $95,000, that's what they qualify this person on, not their take home. Even though their take-home is only $5,000 a month, $5,400 a month. So do you really want a $4,000 house payment? That's the question.
Right.
So we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if this person can qualify. And so what I suggest is have them call us and we can run the numbers for them. And they can call at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. You know, Trust says we have to go to break. For all of you first-time listeners, that means we have to go to break. And so if we know what's good for us. So we're going to do that now. When we come back, we're going to start reading more of your text. Get your text question in now, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texasunny.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the texasunny.com mortgage show. Talking with Tress, talking with inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And we want to talk with you. I try to plan for the future. It's not a fun place to live unless the future looks rosy. And I'm just saying that there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now, and I have to look at the good rosy, and I have to look at the medium, and I have to look at the dead roses. And I have to look at what are the things that are coming, you know, that can potentially impact a corporation or industries. And so that's what I'm looking at. And anyway, it's a weird place to live because you don't really know and you have to anticipate the worst and you have to plan. So anyway, That's my world I live in. And thank you all for listening to my psychosis as we do the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. Tress, do you have any questions for us?
We do. Are you ready? Got your psychosis together there.
Yeah. So how do you feel, Mr. Miller?
Well,
you don't want to know.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. I'm 2 years on a Chapter 7 discharge. I was told I have to wait 4 years to refinance on a conventional loan. Is there a way around this?
Well, 2 years after Chapter 7, so they say that, yes, you have to wait 4 years for a conventional loan after a Chapter 7 discharge. But
to
my
refinance?
Question is, yes.
Okay.
Why
what
don't,
kind of
why, loan? Okay, they, have a, they want to refinance?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. Bubba.
What kind of refinance are you looking for?
So they can't answer that because they're not on the phone.
Because FHA can, well, they'll text it back, but FHA you can do after 2 years.
Yeah, so that's.
But
so,
it's not cash out if you're looking for cash out.
The problem with FHA is every FHA loan that you do loan on has PMI. So if you, let's say you have a loan and you're 2 years after Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you can refinance that on FHA. You can refinance it VA. Okay, you can do these loans. There are also what loans called, they call the non-QM loan. That's a non-qualified mortgage. They used to call them subprime. But subprime brought all the baby with the bathwater, okay? They brought the whole bathwater with the nice little baby. You see, a non-QM is a good loan for people that have credit that is on the mend that, you know, otherwise would be a good repayer of a loan, but their credit doesn't meet the insurance qualifications of the federal government. So a qualified mortgage has basically been redefined as any loan that can get sold to the federal government and could be insured by either a private insurer or the federal government, being PMI through FHA or the VA or the USDA, that kind of insurance. If it can't be insured by one of those, it's in the non-qualified mortgage arena. Now,
you can do that
now,
by a non-QM.
I want to point out some crazy things that are going on right now.
All right. Point them out.
For this person, they can look at FHA, but they can look at a non-QM loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And our non-QM program starts this coming week. And so in this coming week, if you have a credit score of 620 and you don't qualify for a QM, or even a 680 and your income, you're self-employed and you document your income by bank statements instead of tax returns because your tax returns are all convoluted, but you can qualify with bank statements, you can get a non-qualified mortgage. And again, qualified is just, it's qualified to get insurance from the federal government or a private mortgage insurance company. That's all that means. So this person can get a loan less than 2 years after seven, or at two years for a conventional loan, less than 2 years for a non-qualified mortgage. And so,
in other words, what non-qualified means is it's not sold to Fannie or Freddie, basically. It's sold to investors. They'll charge you a higher interest rate.
So
be prepared for that.
When the economy went into a really bad place in 2008, the government took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're in conservatorship, all right? They basically seized the corporations. And there's been talk about releasing them back to the wild, and have it back to running on their own. But after 14 years, they are still not, and so they are still under conservatorship by the federal government. So, what I'm saying is, your loan has to be able to be sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or be insured by a private mortgage insurance company for it to be a qualified mortgage. Basically, qualified mortgage is, if the government doesn't get the business, then you're not qualified. They're the only essential companies, apparently. Okay, so that is what a qualified mortgage is. Now, a non-qualified mortgage, so we get does bank statement situations, maybe credit scores of 600, okay? Maybe credit score 680, 660. There are some situations right now I'm going to tell you that everyone needs to know that if you're trying to get a home equity cash out loan right now, and if your home equity cash out loan is less than under 680 credit score, if you try to go get the loan locked right now, depending on your loan size, let's say the loan's below $150,000 and you're trying to get that loan locked, there might not be a rate available in the industry for you. You might not be able to lock your loan right now. And you might need to get a non-qualified mortgage. But in some cases, those non-qualified mortgage rates might be the same or even better than some of the qualified mortgages. So there's, and this is because of the flux in the interest rates right now. There are regulations that have been put on mortgage companies that don't work. Sometimes the regulations break down in a capitalist situation. In the normal flow of capitalism, some of the regulations break down capitalism. What I mean is they stop the flow of money. And so if your credit score is below 680 and you're trying to get a cash out and your loan's below $150,000, you might have to wait a week to get it locked because of some of the regulations that are going out. I'd like to explain it to everybody.
It's the APOR. Is that what you're talking about?
Basically, they made a law that says,
yes.
See, back in the day, there were loans that were at 6%, and then there were some subprime loans that were at 11%. Okay, so those subprime loans were 5% above the going, I would say, at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac rate that was out in the street. And so they came out with a law, a regulation, it's a law, that says if your loan is over 1.5% above the going interest rate that's out in the street, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac rate. If your APR is over 1.5% above that, now that moved recently. That's moved a little bit recently, but if it's over 1.5%, let's say they come out on Monday and they say the Freddie Mac posted rate is 3.6, and anything 1.5% above 3.6 is a high cost mortgage, and what does that mean? It's higher than the federal government's rate. So anyway, they say anything that does that doesn't meet this test, this regulatory test. And so, and if that's the case, the loan can't be done. Okay. And so that's what I'm saying. And when the rates move very violently and very fast, so you have to take the rate that they posted in the Wall Street Journal on a given day. And if 3 days later, if we're using that interest rate from that day, if the rate happens to be higher. So anyway, it's a long story, but the funny thing was this. Here's the funny part. When they first came out with the law, considering that FHA mortgage insurance adds nearly 1.5% on top of the interest rate.
Yeah. Notice how
that made the
it.
FHA loans all illegal. The government made their own loan to the insurer an illegal loan when they came. This is the unintended consequences of laws that don't have a lot of forethought to them. And so right now there's a consequence of that law to people who have credit scores below 680. The people that could probably use the money the most are being shut out of their ability to get a loan locked, some of them. So,
well, he sent more information, he or she. I'm 7 years in on a 30-year conventional at 4.375%. Should I try a non-QM or just keep what I have?
No. You know, if they're 7 years into that 30, there's a couple things. One, their home value has gone up. If they want to consider cash out, there's an option for them if they want to do non-QM. If they want to just refinance non-QM, it's really dependent on how much equity they have in that home. Because the non-QMs are those non-QMs, for example, sometimes they go with a little bit higher loan-to-value. Now, in a cash-out loan in Texas, it doesn't really matter because the cutoff's 80% of the value of the house. You can't ever borrow more than 80% of the value of the house when you're getting a home equity loan in Texas. That's what saved Texas.
Yes.
That's why Texas homes did not get decimated.
Even though the lowest credit scores in the country.
See, the rest of the country was doing cash-out to the 100% of the value of the house. And when the home values collapsed, they couldn't sell their house. They couldn't get out. And then some of them were doing 125% of the value of their house. Remember just last year, Zillow was buying homes at 110% of the value of the property. They lost $800 million last year in that program. Zillow did. And so in Texas, when we came out with the Texas home equity law, I'm going to call it part of the Constitution, which was passed in 1997, when they came out with that, they said, at that time, no cash out should be done over 80% of the value of the house. So when the homes went bad in 2008, if your home dropped 10%, you still had equity. You see, people weren't suddenly upside down in their house, and so Now, there was a company called Argent / AmeriQuest. They actually had their name on the stadium out in Arlington.
For a while.
And that company was doing fraudulent loans.
Oof.
And they were doing so many fraudulent loans, they made enough money to put their name on the stadium. And they actually eventually went out of business, and the government put a big, huge hundreds of millions of dollars fine on that company for their fraudulent loans. And so, but they were doing fraudulent appraisals, Tress, and they were inflating home values by 125%. Because they said, in every other state, we're doing 100% financing on cash outs. And stupid Texans are only doing 80% of the value. We'll get appraisers to fake the appraisal value, 125% of the value, and then the loan will be 100% of the value of the property. So that's what they did. They did it on a grand scale. A
wow.
grand scale. And so people couldn't get out of those Argent, those AmeriQuest loans. The AmeriQuest loans. Not Argent. Argent was their correspondent division.
They were doing their own fake appraisals and then coming back. And we couldn't refinance them.
We couldn't help you refinance.
Yeah.
And our rate was 2% better than them. But the people said, but they're getting me more money. And you're like, but that's not the real value of your house. They go, but they're giving me more money. And so people were complicit in that. They knew their homes weren't worth that. Uh-huh. Anyway, we are here. That's a little history lesson for you. We can tell you other useless things that you don't want to talk about at the Super Bowl. If you keep listening to the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. All right, the most interesting show in the world will be coming back for you after this break. We're going to take that quick break, but in the meantime, text us your questions, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com, and we will come back, and Tress will ask your question for us on 105.3 The Fan. Do you want to be clicked on? That's all everyone wants these days, don't they, Tress?
You want to be Google
clicked. What does that mean?
Do you want to be clicked on? Everyone wants to get clicks. They all want to get likes.
You mean like social media?
Yeah, that's what people live for, don't they?
I don't live for that.
You don't? What do you live for, Tress? Everyone wants to know.
Peppers.
Purple peppers.
No.
Purple people peppers.
I live to enjoy my life.
Okay, Tress is right now trying to run for Miss America with her answer. World peace and enjoy my life. Well, we want to help you enjoy your life with a home loan, with the best home loan you can get in Texas. And that's TexasHoney.com. You can go online and apply. You can text us right now at 972-387-4600. We are in the lightning round, 972-387-4600. If you want to buy a home, our home purchase team with our realtor network is going to be able to help you out. We have a real estate company, and that is TDT Realtors, and they have their reaches throughout Texas. And if you're hearing us here on the air in DFW, we are also on the air down in Austin, in Waco, in San Antonio, in Corpus, in Tyler, in Houston areas. So your friends and family members can find us all over the state of Texas, and they can go online and apply, and they can get their realtor, one of our realtors, to help them in those areas as well. So make sure you get in touch with us. Tress.
All right, here we go. Looking to get a home in the next 6 months, what pre-approval would I be looking to get for an FHA or conventional loan? We have $20,000 to put towards the house, average credit of 690, and a combined income of 120.
Your income is going to afford you an available home on the market. Your down payment should afford you an available home on the market. Your credit score you can get your scores up by 30 or 40 points, call it 50 points. You're at 690 score. There's an inflection point at 680 for conventional loans. If you wanted to get an FHA loan, 690 is going to be the same rate for you, whether you have a 670 score or 770 score. Call one of our loan officers. Call our office. We have loan officers ready this morning. You can get in touch with one of our loan officers on our home purchase team. You tell you, I'm looking to buy a home. They'll get you to one of our home purchase loan officers. And you can start working with them. So if you're going to buy this summer, we can get you fully pre-approved for free. There's no charge to you as we're getting you pre-approved. We'll get you a pre-approval letter. We'll have an underwriter underwrite it and say your credit, your income looks like this. This is what you qualify for. So get in touch with one of our loan officers and we'll help you out. 972-387-4600 if you want to call or go online and apply at texaslending.com. Tress.
All right. Next up, I'm a veteran and would like to buy a home, but my credit score is in the mid-500s. I am currently paying $2,000 a month in rent, and it is highly frustrating. Any way I can get a home loan?
Well, with that 550 score, you're going to want to get that higher, okay? So let's work on getting that score higher. You know, veteran loans, VA loans, if we start on that, then if you're below 640, once you get below 680, you start having charges, higher rates from the VA. You can get the VA loan, you know, 600 score, 590 score, these kind of things. But they're going to want to get their score up. So start working on your score. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. That's www.annualcreditreport.com. If you go to annualcreditreport.com, you can get your credit report, start working on that credit, help getting the credit scores up so you can qualify for that VA loan. Now, there's non-QM loans, but for your credit score, you're probably looking at 20 to 30% down with a 550 score, and you're probably looking at about a 9 or 10% rate with your current credit score of 550. So get those scores above 600 to get the many options available to you, whether it be FHA, VA. And if you can get above 620, maybe
I'd say it's 690. You're really looking at FHA with 3.5% down. So then you know
that was the 550 score.
Oh, that was the 550.
And he's a veteran.
Oh, okay. A veteran. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is living in the past.
Yeah,
I think he past tax. Don't live in past tax.
I think you should call somebody on the purchase team and let them coach him, and see what it does to get his credit score.
Well, let's get that score a little bit higher. But once you get that score, once you start working on your credit, then give us a call because we can run the credit expert credit analyzer, and it can tell you what things you might be able to do to your credit. That's right from the credit bureaus. The credit bureaus say do this and this, and this person's score might go up. Okay.
All right. I think we have time for this last one. Do you work with programs like AHAP, and why or why not?
I was assuming that AHAP is a down payment program.
AP assistance program, maybe.
Yeah. And so why would companies work with those and why would they not work with them? We have to get everyone trained on these programs. And so there are many, many multitudes of programs. And so it takes a multitude of training and understanding for an entire staff for underwriting, processing, loan officers, closers. I got to make sure that everything fits in there. And then the rules, then they sometimes run out of money, and then you've trained for something that's not there. The other thing that happens is a lot of the down payment assistance programs, the loans default at a much higher rate. And although we all have a big heart, we want to do the loans, we get slapped in the wrist from the federal government if we do a certain amount of loans that default. So companies have to be very wary and very careful about how many of those programs they take on and which ones, because if you have a certain percentage of your loans that are defaulting that goes over a threshold above the national average, then you get looked at as if you're a bad person from the federal government or a bad company. So, yeah.
Can you squeeze in one more?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
All right. Looking to buy a home by end of the year, early 2023. Credit score 723. Make about $43,000 a year. Should have around $6,000 saved in the next couple of months.
So $1,200 payment's what they're looking at. They're going to have to find a home somewhere around $180,000. A loan amount of $170,000, something around there. It's $160,000 to $170,000, something like that for them to be able to qualify. Get in touch with our loan officers, 972-387-4600. I'm sorry, but we run out of time.
Sure.
Happens every week.
Hopefully the warm weather sticks with us soon, not just comes and goes like it has. In the meantime, go and apply on TexasSunny.com, and we'll see you all next week.
Go Bengals.
Listen to us next Saturday here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.